let your will be done. Oh, we prophesy, your will be done. Oh, we prophesy, your will be done. We prophesy, your will be done.
Don't you want that?
Let it be done in me, Lord. Lord, we rest in you.
Yes.
Lord, we rest in you. We rest in you, Lord. We adore you, Lord.
Come on and adore the Lord.
Oh, we adore you, Lord. Oh, he loves when you adore him. Do you adore him?
Oh, God.
Do you adore him? Do you adore him? Do you?
Yes, Lord.
Reach out, lift your hands and adore. Reach out, lift your hands to the Lord. Reach out, lift your hands to the holy hands unto the Lord. Reach out to endow my faith. Reach out by faith. What you need, receive right now.
Yes, Lord.
What you need, do you need deliverance? Do you need healing? Do you need repentance? More of your goodness, more of you, Lord.
Oh, yes.
More of you, Lord. Less of me. More of you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
More of you, Lord. Less of me. More of you, Lord.
Be a prayer.
More of you, Lord, less of me. More of you, Lord.
Yes.
More of you, Lord, less of me. More of you, Lord.
Yes.
More. No self-righteousness. I don't want my righteousness. We need your holy righteousness. wanna be conformed to the image of your Son. Hide under the shadow of your wings. In you I hide away.
Yes.
In you I hide away. You are my hideaway. You are my hiding place.
Yes.
You are my hideaway. You are my hiding place.
Come on, tell him that.
You are my hideaway, oh Lord. You are my hiding place. You are my hideaway. You are my hiding place. You are my hideaway. You are my to the Lord, you are my resting place.
Do you need rest today?
You are my resting place. Come all who are weary, all who are weary. He said, I will. If you come unto me,
isn't that good?
He said, I will give you rest. If you come unto me, he will give you rest. If you come unto me, he said, we love you, Lord. Your glory. Your glory. Your you are high. You are high and lifted up.
Oh, yes.
You are high and lifted up.
Yes.
You are high.
Worship you today. We exalt you today. God, we thank you that you're the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Creator. And we worship you, Lord, with all of our heart and all of our soul, all our mind, all our strength, Lord. Truly, Lord, we want your will to be done in our lives, through us, Lord. I agree. Lord, I thank you for this time of worship. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. Lord, help us to become those who worship you in spirit and in truth, in freedom. Lord, we exalt you today, and we come and we just ask for your blessing, your anointing, and your power on your word and the rest of the service. And we pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Thank you, brother. Amen. Well, is that was weird. Did that just cut out on me? Oops. All right. Hallelujah. Are y'all all right this morning? Y'all good? All right. Praise be to God. It's good to be here. Looking forward. You know, I think Faith told me that Thanksgiving is her favorite holiday. So she says she loves to wake up smelling all the food cooking. That's my girl, right? All right. Well, this morning we're going to get into something I've been looking at for a while, and I've talked about these things, but I'm going to give you some important information. But I've just entitled this today, "Stop Conforming to the World." We shouldn't have to be told this as Christians, really shouldn't. But yet, I can see where the world does their thing. You know, and they're going to listen to the talking heads of the mass media. But the problem really lies in Christians. I just still don't understand why Christians listen to CNN more than they listen to the Holy Spirit. And another thing is, I don't understand why Christians, for some reason, can't be led by the Holy Spirit, but they just got to follow the crowd. And really, it's killing. I just saw a stat this week. Barna Research Group said within the next 18 months, 1 in 5 churches will close permanently. Now, why is that? Now, granted, some of them need to close because they're doing more harm than good. All right. They don't preach the truth. They're just social clubs. But still, that's a troubling statistic, particularly in America. It shouldn't be happening. We're going to look at the scriptures here. Two passages I want to look at just to start off with here, but this is 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and we're going to read verses 16 through 20, because I'm going to talk to you a little bit today about the vaccine and the mask and the shutdowns, because now that we're into this thing, we have real stats. We have real consequences to these things, but this is something you need to hear. All right, because the Bible says that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So you don't just get to do whatever you want to it. All right, and you certainly don't follow the world. He says, "Know ye not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile," that word defile means to ruin, to corrupt. It can be both in a physical way or in a spiritual way. But it means to ruin or corrupt or to make unclean. "But if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy." Wow, that's pretty strong, isn't it? "For the temple of God is holy, which temple ye are." And then he says this, right after he says this, and again, context is everything. Right after he says, "You are the temple of the Holy Spirit, don't defile the temple," he says, "Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise." What is he saying here? Don't follow the world and allow your temple to be defiled or corrupted or ruined in any way. He says, "For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain, empty, worthless." All right. Again, the concept here is we're supposed to be different from the world. We're supposed to separate ourselves from them. If they're running around wearing masks, guess what? It's probably a good sign that we should be considering something different. All right? We'll get into that in a second. Here's another verse that's really been standing out. I should say passage. It's standing out to me lately. And it's this in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren. So who's he talking to? Christians. By the mercies of God, that you present your bodies. Uh-oh, wait a minute. What was the body back in the other passage? Temple. You present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. Don't be pressed into this world's image of what it wants to force you and push you into and mold you. Listen, the world, Satan, and the God is the god of this world system. And he's always trying to press you into his image because he hates you because you're made in the image of God. All right, so he's always trying to corrupt the image. You hear me? That's his goal. And so we're commanded here, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Oh, Lord. If you get your thoughts from CNN or Fox News, you hear what I'm saying? Or Dr. Fauci, above listening to the Holy Spirit, above listening to the Bible, and above listening to true science, because we got a bunch of liars out here. He says, by the renewing of your mind. And this is nothing. As we get into this, I just want to say this. Christians should be the people who are willing to always look outside of the box. If the world's presenting to you a box, you better look outside of that box. You hear me? Whatever's popular, whatever they're pushing, you better look outside that box a little bit. But we got too many Christians just ready to conform, ready to submit, ready to obey the world system. And the Bible told us that that system would become more and more corrupt as we entered the last days. In fact, he calls it the Antichrist system, the beast system in the end. How in the world can we submit to, follow, yield, give in to, conform to this system at all as Christians? I mean, back in the first century, and I said this a few weeks ago. Who knows? It may have been last week. That seems like weeks ago. But the first century Christians were being pressed to conform to what the Roman government wanted them to do. Just call Caesar God and we'll be good. No. We will not conform. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, just bow to the statue. You can keep worshiping your God. Just bow to the statue. Bow to the idol. No. Think about the churches in Germany in the 1930s. How many of them went along with Hitler? You hear what I'm saying? Conform. There's always going to be pressure from Satan and the world system to conform, for Christians to conform to the world. But we're not supposed to be conformed to this world. We're supposed to be transformed by the renewing of our mind so that we may prove. That means to test and prove what is good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. You hear me? Not what your friends think, not what Facebook thinks, not what the fact checkers think, not what Twitter thinks, not what even the majority of the church world or the Catholic Church or the Popopotamus thinks. What is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God for us? That's all that matters. Now, I want to tell you, if you don't study, if you're not a student of not only the scriptures, but what's really going on in the world, then you will end up conforming because your fear will control you instead of informed faith You hear what I'm saying? I don't have blind faith. I have informed faith. Because I'm a student. I never quit being a student. Now, let me show you some things here. Remember Jesus said the blind would lead the blind. What happens if the blind lead the blind? They both fall in the ditch, right? We got a bunch of folks leading the blind here. Here's a Washington Post article yesterday. Coronavirus vaccines are coming. Who should get them first? So said the politicians. Yeah, I agree with that. Let them have it, and let's see in 20 years how they are. Yeah. Let me tell you right now. If you've just been listening to the media, you're going to line up like the rest of these fools. Because it doesn't take a whole lot of research to go, let's see. A company named Moderna that's never made anything to go into human beings is all of a sudden fast-tracked a vaccine that's never been used on human beings called mRNA vaccine. And though it hasn't been approved by the FDA, they're already stockpiling it across the United States, ready to use immediately. What could go wrong? Yeah, that's a good question. Because the government's never done anything wrong, right? So we should just trust them no matter what. Right? That's why they have a vaccine injury court, right? I want you to watch this so you'll understand a little bit what's going on. This is a short video. We need the volume on this. Just so you understand that we are about to enter into a different vaccine. It's never been used before. It's called a genetic vaccine. That's what they call it. All right? Genetic. So let's look at this.
Researchers are racing towards the goal of delivering a safe and effective vaccine that could curb the COVID-19 pandemic. And production scale-up for some of the vaccine candidates has already started. Consider the U.S. government's Operation Warp Speed.
You know, I spent time in the military, so I like that concept of focusing on a mission. And the mission is to have a vaccine available to the American public by January 2021. We're on an accelerated course here that I've not witnessed before.
One of the reasons why this vaccine surge is breaking records is because most of the frontrunners and nearly all the vaccines in the Warp Speed portfolio are based on next-generation technologies that can be developed and scaled up more quickly than conventional vaccines. These new technologies are genetic vaccines and viral vector vaccines. These technologies, also called platforms, have been in development for decades. A lot of the investment in them has specifically focused on their potential to help combat emerging infectious diseases. And COVID-19 is putting that potential to the test. Let's take a look at how they work and how they're different from more conventional vaccines. In these pictures from 1953, the scientists are developing an influenza vaccine. They're injecting viruses into fertilized eggs, which are then incubated to allow the virus to replicate within the eggs. Growing the virus is necessary for developing live attenuated virus and whole inactivated virus vaccines. These are the two classic approaches where the virus is either weakened or killed. These approaches are still in use today, although different cell cultures are most often used instead of eggs. But since those photos were taken, huge advancements in the field of vaccinology have introduced multiple other approaches to developing vaccines. Here are the major types of vaccines being deployed against COVID-19. Unlike the two classic vaccines, these four types, which include the next generation platforms as well as more conventional approaches, don't require researchers to handle any of the actual virus.
The Chinese, when they made the diagnosis and showed it was a coronavirus, they put the sequence up on a public database. So today you don't need to get the virus in hand. All you need is a sequence.
This is that published sequence for SARS-CoV-2. Because of previous research into SARS-1 and MERS, researchers knew that they could focus initial attention on the S protein, also known as the spike. The spike is the protein that studs the surface of the SARS-CoV-2 virus. It's also necessary for viral entry into human cells. So a vaccine that exposes the immune system to just the spike should induce a protective immune response. And that's the strategy behind the majority of COVID-19 vaccine candidates, which use both next-generation and more conventional approaches. The scientific way to put this is that the spike is the target antigen in these vaccines. Where the next-generation vaccine platforms differ from those more conventional vaccines is how the immune system is exposed to the spike, or the antigen. Conventional vaccines contain the antigen itself. Now, compare this to genetic vaccines.
You can take just really to the genetic material, either as messenger RNA or DNA, that then codes for that spike protein. So the person makes the protein. You're not giving them the protein. You're giving them the genetic material that then instructs them how to make that spike protein, to which they make an antibody response that hopefully is protective.
Two types of genetic vaccines are being investigated for COVID-19, DNA and mRNA. mRNA needs to reach the cytoplasm of host cells, while DNA needs to enter the nucleus. Then this genetic material gets taken up by the cell's machinery, and the cell expresses the spike protein. These spike proteins are then recognized by the immune system, hopefully stimulating a protective response. These two candidates in the Warp Speed portfolio are mRNA vaccines. This one was developed by Moderna and the NIH and was the first candidate to enter clinical trials in the U.S., with this one from Pfizer and BioNTech following not long after. Naked mRNA cannot easily cross cell membranes passively, and it's very susceptible to degradation. So in both of those vaccines, the mRNA coding for the spike is encased in small carrier molecules called lipid nanoparticles. Both of these candidates are currently in phase 3 trials.
Okay, hopefully, should. Did you hear those two words used in that? Again, the reason I'm showing you this is because they just told you. They don't put a little bit of the virus in your body so that your body creates a more natural response. They are actually reprogramming your DNA to create the coronavirus protein to make you. So you become the coronavirus generator, all right? You need to understand that. Now, what could go wrong, right, with your body generating a virus protein? Well, the Jerusalem Post, I guess somebody's getting ready to trying to cover their behind, as they say, right? The Jerusalem Post, could mRNA COVID-19 vaccines be dangerous in the long term? This was just a few days ago, November 17th, 2020. This one doctor in Israel said, there's a race to get the public vaccinated, so we are willing to take more risk. Oh, we're willing to take more risk than the already contaminated, dangerous vaccines that exist. We're willing to take more risk. See, it's funny how the truth leaks out in different places, but again, you have to be looking. You have to be looking outside the box a little bit. Let's read some of this article here. Israelis celebrated on Friday when Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced that the country had signed a deal with Pfizer Inc. to buy its novel coronavirus vaccine. But the fact remains that if Pfizer succeeds, or Moderna, with whom Israel also has a contract, listen to this, these will be the first ever messenger RNA vaccines brought to market for human patients. First ever. This ought to be going red flag, red flag, red flag, right? In order to receive Food and Drug Administration approval, the companies will have to prove that there are no immediate or short-term negative health effects from taking the vaccines. Now, listen, when you say the studies have proved, like they recently said, the studies have proved 95% effective and safe. But wait a minute. The companies that are making them are doing the test. Isn't that the fox guarding the hen house there, right? No, thank you. I already know what they do. I've been looking at these companies forever, and Pfizer's one of the worst. And Moderna's just, might as well say, Bill Gates owned, right? But he begins to say this. He says, they've got to prove it, but it says, but when the world begins inoculating itself with these completely new and revolutionary vaccines, it will know virtually nothing about their long-term effects. Nothing. We will know nothing about it. Should, hopefully. Remember the girl said that a minute ago? Should, hopefully. You need to remember that. The article goes on to say, it says, again, there is a race to get the public vaccinated, so are we willing to take more risk? Tal Brosh, head of the infectious disease unit at Samson Asuda Ashdod Hospital, told the Jerusalem Post, when Moderna was finishing its phase one trial, the Independent, so this is the Independent newspaper, I guess that's the UK, wrote this about the vaccine and described it this way, quote, it uses a sequence of genetic RNA material produced in a lab that, when injected into your body, must invade your cells and hijack your cells' protein-making machinery called ribosomes to produce the viral components that subsequently train your immune system to fight the virus. Invade, hijack your cells, your DNA. The machine-making process of your cells is the DNA. That's the machine. That's encoded to make everything in your body the way God wanted it to be made. They want to change that. Because your body doesn't naturally make coronavirus proteins. I love how he tries to, this Brosh guy, because he's one of the, you know, deep state health people. He says, Brosh said, that does not mean that the vaccine changes people's genetic code. Well, wait a minute. If my genetic code doesn't make the virus, then if you put something in me and my genetic code starts making the virus, didn't you change something? This is called doublespeak political talk here. He talks about it being a USB device inserted into your computer body, it does not impact the hard drive. Wrong, because you're downloading it to the hard drive. So see, this is just, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable, first, that they tell the truth, but they always mix lies in with it. Then he goes on to say, but he acknowledged, now the same guy trying to tell you, oh, it's not going to be downloaded to your hard drive, it's not going to change your DNA. The same guy says, but he acknowledged that there are unique and unknown risk to messenger RNA vaccines, including local and systemic inflammatory responses that could lead to autoimmune conditions. See, even now, see, I'm a vaccine-injured person. Most people don't know that because I don't talk about it too often. But when I went to Africa, to Nigeria in 2002, I was ignorant to some of these things. And so I took all the vaccines that I had to go out of the country and to be able to get back in the country, to have that little yellow card that you get to slip inside your passport, because I was going to a hot zone, right? So I think I was vaccinated for yellow fever and cholera and whatever it was. There was a bunch of them. That was in October of 2002. By February of 2003, after I returned home, immediately I was diagnosed with an autoimmune disease called psoriatic arthritis, where your immune system has overreacted to the vaccine and begins attacking your body. So I have a disease basically caused by vaccines that caused my joints to be attacked. Now, that was many, many years ago. Had God not intervened, the doctors told me my hands would be just mangled by now. Okay? But now I still have some traces of it. I still deal with it, and I'm trusting God for full healing. But God's intervened in my life, okay? But some people are crippled because of vaccines, because of the autoimmune problems that they cause, all right? Some people die from them. I've lived with pain in my body ever since, constant pain, all right? And sometimes it's worse than other times. It flares up. So I know what I'm talking about because I started studying it back then. I started finding out what in the world is going on. You know, the aluminum, I've talked about this before, but the normal vaccines, it's not just virus particles that they put in you, but they put a lot of things because they found out that just putting the virus particles in you doesn't create the response, your immune system response. So they put things in there to aggravate your immune system called adjuvants, like aluminum. They put those in, aluminum. And aluminum is a known neurotoxin, all right? Matter of fact, people with Alzheimer's, they've tested their brains and found them very high in aluminum. Kids, I've read the peer-reviewed scientific studies that some Oxford and people did in England on some brains of some autistic kids, and what they found in those brains of those kids, high, extraordinarily high levels of aluminum. Well, where did these kids, 15 years old, autistic kid who died, and they tested their brain, how did he have an extraordinarily high level of aluminum in his brain? Where do you think that came from? Maybe all the shots they injected into his body from an infant that had aluminum in there? Aluminum and mercury are in vaccines. And they call us crazy for going, hey, you know what? Well, listen, hey, Troy, D, if y'all were babysitting somebody's baby and you took a vial full of, took a vaccine vial with aluminum and thimerosal mercury and formaldehyde and, you know, all this other stuff in there, and you squirted it into the baby bottle and gave it to the baby, what do you think the parents would do to you if they found that out? Right. But here's the thing. A child that would take that into their stomach has a good chance of passing most of that out of their body through their digestive system. You stick it straight into your veins? No. In fact, they say it goes into the brain and stays there for pretty much a lifetime. Okay? This is a science. I've got a book with 400 peer-reviewed published studies. But who talks about those things? Not CNN, not the CDC, because they're in bed with the pharmaceutical companies and they're making billions of dollars off of shooting poison into your arms. And little babies. They're criminals. That's why God said that the love of money is the root of all evil. That's what this is all about. Money and control and population reduction. You hear me? Let's keep reading here. He says here, oh, let's see, do I want to read this? Blah, 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 blah. An article published by the National Center of Biotechnology Information, a division of the National Institutes of Health, said other risks include biodistribution and persistence of the induced immunogen expression. Boy, they love to do. You know what that means? Your immune system's going to start attacking everything. That's possible to happen. But let's hurry up and get it in the whole world. Right? I'm going to move on from this. Here's facts about DNA. Now, this may be a little small and difficult to read here. I just grabbed this picture from a guy, and I've been looking at it. But he talks about DNA, RNA vaccines work by introducing DNA / RNA into cells. I mean, so by introducing, it's called transfection, by introducing DNA and RNA into cells, you can modify the genomic DNA, modify gene expression, modify protein expression, reprogram the cell, alter DNA transcription, alter cell signaling, alter cell behavior. I mean, it goes on and on, even to the point giving the cell new capabilities and making changes to your offspring. Yeah, no thanks. Now, let's look at the mask issue for a second, because we're going to look at all this. So the vaccine, there ain't no way they're sticking it in me. I'd have to look at studies after about 20 years before I'd even consider it. But the fools, the sheep, blind sheep following the blind are going to line up because, you know why? Because they're scared. They're scared of a virus that 99% of people recover from that have it. They're scared of a virus that has a clear, successful treatment. It's been proven. I mean, when you have Yale and Harvard doctors, Columbia doctors, saying hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, zinc, it works. When I've seen it save my sister's 80-year-old father-in-law, who was in the hospital early on in bad shape with COVID-19, they gave it to this 80-year-old man, the hydroxychloroquine, zithromycin, and zinc protocol, and he went home in just a few days. Okay? Trump told us about it on March 18th. Where did he get it from? One of the leading doctors in the world in France. Okay? But CNN told you no. MSNBC told you no. Then the deep state government institutions that are corrupt and in bed with the pharmaceutical companies, no, it's dangerous. Hydroxychloroquine is dangerous. Guess what? I went to Africa twice, took it for 2 months both times. I might as well have been eating candy because it didn't have any negative effect on me whatsoever. This is ridiculous. But see, the reason they got to push this, folks, the reason they got to push the cure down, the treatment that works, that's cheap, the reason they got to push that down is because they wouldn't make billions off a vaccine. They wouldn't be able to alter your DNA. And what I believe they're implanting into us is a kill switch. That's my personal belief. You can believe it or not. Because if you, unless you're a geneticist, unless you can examine it yourself, you don't know what they're doing. If they can program your cell to make coronavirus vaccines, they can program it to do anything they want it to do. See, when we go back to, remember what Jesus said? He said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Well, what is he talking about, the days of Noah? Well, what happened? The fallen angels were trying to mess with the human genome and corrupt it so the Messiah couldn't be born without a, what? Ruined, corrupted, defiled DNA. And Jesus said, like it was in the days of Noah. And see, I'm going to tell you something else. Some of these people you see on TV aren't people. They're fallen angels looking like people. I think Bill Gates might be one of them. You laugh, but he may not be. He gets too much of a grin on his face talking about people dying. I swear I think he's the devil in the flesh sometimes. But let's talk about masks, right? Our own governor, our fake Republican governor here, Kay Ivey, you know, she was a Democrat for years. She's still a Democrat at heart. Found out she's on a phone call with Biden and Harris the other day. I wouldn't be on a phone call. I wouldn't want to be in the same city with those two. All right? Lightning might strike. So. But she was on a phone call. She is such a hack. But she had, you know, there's Fauci, there's Jesuit, deep state Fauci, and the scarf lady, Burks. Right? And our governor likes to hang out with Burks. He's been here like twice to Alabama. I don't know what it is. I'm going to find out, though. But we just had an extended mask mandate, right? Now, of course, these things aren't law. Governor can't make law. Laws have to be passed through a legislature. And then the Supreme Court would have to deem it constitutional or not. But anyway, here's, what does this say up here? Anybody see this? It's the what? CDC.gov? Okay. Every now and then you can find them admitting the truth because they have to sometimes. I believe it's part of the rules. But they lie all the time. The CDC lies all the time. But anyway, here's a study, right? Non-pharmaceutical measures for pandemic influenza in non-healthcare settings. Personal protective environmental measures. Now, what they tested here was basically wearing mask, a group wearing mask and a group not wearing mask in healthcare settings. Did it stop the transmission of the influenza virus, which is an airborne virus just like the coronavirus, right? What does it say here? Although mechanistic studies support the potential effect of hand hygiene or face mask, evidence from 14 randomized controlled trials of these measures did not support a substantial effect on the transmission of laboratory-confirmed influenza. That's CDC. 14 studies showed no difference between the group who wore masks and the group who didn't wear masks transmitting or receiving, catching the virus, the flu virus. Now, this is just one right here. This mentions 14. I highlighted it for you there. What's it say? This is if you drop down in the study, it's got a whole section on the face mask there. And it says, in our systematic review, we identified 10 random controlled tests that reported estimates of the effectiveness of face masks in reducing laboratory-confirmed influenza virus infections in the community from literature published during 1946-2018. In pooled analysis, we found no reduction in influenza transmission with the use of face masks. This is the science. Then why is CNN telling you got to wear a mask? Why are these governors telling you you have to wear a mask? Oh, there's just, and here's all the doctors involved in this and PhDs involved in this. Here's another one. Here's an article that came out from the Center for Evidence-Based Medicine. Now, let me tell you something. That's what we should be going by. Evidence-based medicine, not Fauci voodoo. Okay? Here's what it says here. Despite the clear requirement to carry out further large pragmatic trials, later only 6 had been published, 5 in healthcare workers and 1 in pilgrims. Anyway, their randomized denominator of 13,259. It says this showed that masks alone have no significant effect in interpreting the spread of influenza in general population nor in healthcare workers. And in fact, it says this trial found that these infection rates were 13 times higher in Vietnamese hospitals allocated with 2 cloth masks compared to medical masks, and over 3 times higher when compared to no mask. So the people who wore masks got infected with the flu-like virus more than the people who didn't. And you know what? This I find over and over again, because I've been looking at dozens of these different studies. Let's keep going. Yeah, there it is. So in Austria, Professor Dr. Franz Olleberger, he's the head of the public health department at AGES, the infectiologist, I guess that's how you say it, Franz Olleberger, spoke in an interview with the ZIB2 about the effect of mask obligation. His conclusion, the obligation to wear masks, like its abolition, had no measurable effect on the contagion situation in Austria. Their leading health expert. Masks didn't do a thing. Tell them the truth. That's a rare thing in this world. This one was funny. Kansas. Kansas governors and their state decided that, well, certain counties didn't have to wear masks and other counties did. So they had both people not wearing masks and people wearing masks. Guess what they discovered? They discovered that the infection rates were lower in the counties who didn't wear masks. And when this was discovered, the governor and their health director tried to cover that up and got caught covering that information up. Check it out. There's you a little graph. Look at there. Counties with mask mandates on the top, counties without mask mandates on the bottom. Who did better? Yet the governor tried to cover this up. And I checked out their governor. What was it, Governor Kelly? Yeah. She's a Democrat. No surprise there. And anyway, this article talks about how, and there's a little video showing how they faked the data to push the mask mandate. So your government will lie to you, okay? Now, here's a study. I talked about this at the rally the other week. This is a study that's published in the Annals of the Royal College of Surgeons of England in 1991. So this is a published, peer-reviewed scientific study done on wearing masks in surgery, right? They wanted to see, does this affect anything, or is this just hocus-pocus traditional superstition? Because you know that the original wearing of masks for doctors was based on superstition, right? Going back a long time ago. Anyway, here, it says here, is a mask necessary in the operating theater? So, from, I think they did this study from like 1976 to 1981. I want you to see right here. What do you see right here in the summary? No masks were worn in the operating theater for 6 months. There was no increase in the incidence of wound infection. No increase. You can go on and read the rest of the study, and I have. And it talks about here, there was no initial rise in infection, so the trial was continued. So what they were going to do was they were just going to try it for a week or two, and if the infection rate shot up, they were going to stop. But it didn't shoot up, so they kept going for 6 months. And what did they find out? There was no initial rise in an infection, so the trial was continued, and the results are presented for the 6 months, March through August. What do we see here? There was no increase in wound infections when masks were discarded in 1980. In fact, there was a significant decrease. Do you see that? Here's science. Here's a study, published study, one of the top medical journals in England. This is old news. But you got to wear your mask. What is this about? Actually, let me tell you. I'm going to tell you what it's about. The mask, wearing the mask and wearing it for long periods of time makes you more susceptible, which is what they want. Believe it or not, we have evil people. They want death to go up and infection rates to go up. And they want you to be scared to death so you'll get their vaccine so they can make billions of dollars while they lower the population. And I want y'all to get my new ad ready. I'm going to play it for you. This is my new governor ad, but it's got some good info in it. Now, there was a study that came out in the midst of this that said mask reduce infection rates. Right here it says, this study, decrease in hospitalizations for COVID-19 after mask mandates, right? And so this is the one. In fact, this study is still quoted by all these different media outlets. Yet, look right here what it says happened to this study. It was withdrawn. Why was it withdrawn? Because they found out it wasn't true. And the people who did the study are the same ones that withdrew it once they found out they were wrong. But yet, if you look this up, you will find it quoted in article after article after article. That's called fake news. Now, let's keep going here. So they just did a more recent study in Denmark. And I won't go into all of it, but they did a study on the effectiveness of adding a mask recommendation to other public health measures to prevent SARS-CoV-2 infections in Danish mask wearers. So this study was specifically done over the SARS-CoV-2 virus. What did they discover? Did I put it in here? Let me see. Nope. Hang on. Let's go back. I forgot to put that slide in. Anyway, basically, you can look this up for yourself, the Annals of Internal Medicine, the Danish mask study. Guess what they found? No significant difference between those who wore masks and those who didn't. But now they try to dance around it because it was unpopular to say that. They dance around it in their wording and trying to explain it away, but that's their data. All right? So, I could do this all day. I think I have, in my phone here, in my notes, I have 80-plus studies on masks that don't work. They don't change infection rates. They don't do anything. Because it's not the droplets that get you sick. It's the aerosol that's in the air. And the aerosol from a cough or a sneeze can goes around your mask and through your mask. There's no mask that can stop it. And the aerosol will fill a room of this size in just a few minutes and stay here up to 12 hours, it says. That's how come we get colds from each other. Mask, do not stop it. Let's look at this right here. So let's look at the lockdowns and masks and all these restrictions. Here's Israel. Sweden didn't lock down. Okay? No mask mandate. Sweden did encourage people to stay away from large gatherings, but no mandates on it, right? Sweden is the orange line. Israel, that put a mask mandate on, they locked down March 11th, mask mandate April 12th, fines for not wearing masks June 29th, widespread additional restrictions July 6th. Look at what happened. Sweden, down here, new cases and death. Israel shot to the roof. Lockdowns and masks. That's facts right there. Yeah, that's Israel and Sweden. Here's Los Angeles versus Sweden. Look at all the crazy mandates there. Did it stop it? No, what does it show you? Like any virus that comes along, it starts, there's growth, there's a peak. Our immune systems start to fight it naturally, and it starts to go down. But the lockdowns, the mask, the restrictions made it worse. Not better, worse. This, there's France. Oh, look at this. Right? Here's your peak. Starts, peaks, starts coming down. Mask mandate. Mask mandate, lockdown lifted. Fines for not wearing masks July 20th. Inside workplaces, mask mandate. Look where it went after that, after the mask mandate. Straight up. Why? You're actually creating an environment with a mask that helps a virus grow. But they won't tell you that. Here's our governor. This is a recent picture because you notice the turkey. Right? This is Governor Kay Ivey right there. Poison Ivy, as we tend to call her. Nazi meemaw. Fraulein. Does she not care about the poor little school children? No. Now, she just mandated us just a few days before this that we all had to keep wearing masks. Where's hers? Where's the social distancing? Seems to be good for us, but not for them. Yeah. That wasn't my. I was just looking. Screenshot ministry. I caught her. California's governor. He just got caught in a big party with a bunch of people. Not social distancing, nobody wearing masks. Sitting in a restaurant, no mask. Yet he's the worst Nazi of them all. Photos show California Governor Newsom had a maskless party. And he came out and said, well, it was kind of outside and kind of inside. Yeah. And then he just goes, yeah, I have to apologize. No, you're a hypocrite and a tyrant. And you know you're not following the true science. You're trying to control people. Here's what this COVID-19 nonsense. Remember, they estimated, remember what, in the U.S., 2 million people were going to die? Didn't happen. Found out that the people doing the modeling was all in on the gig. It's all, listen, I'm not. The virus is real. People have died from it just like they have from the flu. Except you don't hear as many people dying of the flu. It's all COVID, right? But we have 80 plus thousand a year in America die from the flu every year. And who? People with other health problems most of the time, right? Every now and then a young person will die from it because they're stupid and think they're invincible and just keep going until they end up with pneumonia and die. But the results of this shutdown and these mandates across the world are killing people. This right here, this is just one thing. Virus linked, and this is the Washington Post, good CIA organization. Virus linked hunger tied to 10,000 children deaths each month. What does it say here? The lean season is coming for Burkina Faso's children, and this time the long wait for the harvest is bringing a hunger more ferocious than most have ever known. The hunger is already stalking Habu Salong Bo, or whatever, an infant who has lost half her former body weight of 5.5 pounds in the last month. With the markets closed because of coronavirus restrictions, her family sold fewer vegetables. Her mother is too malnourished to nurse her. All around the world, the coronavirus and its restrictions are pushing already hungry communities over the edge, cutting off meager farms from markets and isolating villages from food and medical aid. Virus-linked hunger is leading to deaths of 10,000 or more children a month. A month! Over the first year of the pandemic, according to an urgent call of action from the United Nations shared with the Associated Press ahead of its publication in the Lancet Medical Journal. This foolishness is killing people, killing children. This is not to mention the other problem. I mean, this is so evil. This is evil on a level that's hard to comprehend because these New World Order, one world government, satanic people are perpetrating this massive exaggeration upon the world to bring it under their control. But in the process, and you got to remember something, these people, all of them, also push reduction of the world's population. I want y'all to have the video ready. I'm going to show you, and I'm not doing it to show my campaign video. It's a video I'd show in church anyway. All right? Because I know all y'all are voting for me anyway. If you're an Alabamian, only legal votes, right? So here's the Lancet, which is one of the most respected medical journals, right? This is the one everybody quotes. Well, here's the impact of COVID-19 pandemic on cancer deaths due to delays in diagnosis. In England, UK, a national population-based modeling study. And what did they discover? That tens of thousands of people, there's been an increase for cancer deaths because people are not getting to go to the doctor and the hospital. They're not getting early detection. They're not getting early treatment. They're dying. And they're just letting people die. And one of the things I discovered is that there's a NPR article. I didn't put it in this today. It's an NPR article that I have saved that says that pretty much over the pandemic, hospitals have not been overrun. They've pretty much been empty for the most part. There might be spots where they were full or close to full. But for the most part, it was not. And that's the big lie. All right, so let's play this. I want you to see this because I want to talk about something here. But this issue is population control. All right, so they're going to play this, my little six-minute ad here, and then I want to talk about some things in here. But pay close attention because I put things up fast in this. But I found it interesting. I forgot about the Georgia Guidestone second commandment. Not the first one. The second commandment. Which is interesting when there's something else I've discovered. All right, we'll let them get that. Make sure the volume's up because there's a video in the middle of it.
I'm Dean Odle, and I approve this message.
CDC FCC whistleblower Dr. William Thompson has now issued a public statement affirming the massive fraud at the CDC. Quote, I regret that my co-authors and I omitted statistically significant information in our 2004 article published in the journal Pediatrics.
Thompson has claimed that he's handed over documents about this case to Congressman Bill Posey's office. Congressman Posey brought this information to the floor of Congress, and what he read there was nothing short of stunning. That authors of the study not only hid the actual findings, but attempted to destroy evidence. Quoting from Dr. Thompson, the authors of the study decided not to disclose to the public that African-American boys under 36 months were more susceptible to developing autism or autism-like symptoms from the MMR vaccine.
We would conclude that vaccinating children early with MMR vaccine could lead to autism-like characteristics or features. Authors scheduled a meeting to destroy documents related to the study. The remaining four co-authors all met and brought a big garbage can into the meeting room and reviewed and went through all the hard copy documents that we had thought we should discard and put them in a huge garbage can.
We want Bill Thompson subpoenaed before Congress because Congress won't subpoena him. Why? Because the number one lobbying donor to Congress today is the pharmaceutical industry. And they have our congressmen on puppet strings.
RNA vaccine comes in, which becomes possible when you have the virus's genetic sequence and you know which genes code for which protein.
Making your cell do the work of creating this viral protein that is going to be recognized by your immune system and trigger the development of these antibodies.
Now, there's never been an RNA vaccine ever developed. What Moderna is planning on doing is creating this RNA vaccine. This is a company that's never put a vaccine out first. Second, they have never made any product that's been consumed by humans or pesticides. RNA vaccine, which will actually introduce RNA fragments into our system. And what that's going to do is it's going to get incorporated inside our DNA and literally rewrite our DNA. It will rewrite our human code, our genetic code. This is basically taking the human system and making it into something else. This is going to generationally be so catastrophic because we have no idea what the implications are. We are talking about rewriting the human genome. Human genetic code will be rewritten by this vaccine because once it goes in there, it's not like just introducing X or Y or Z. It's introducing in something that is going to start replicating and it's going to be like a chain reaction. It's going to be like a domino reaction and it's going to start causing a rewriting of the genetic code within our system. It is going to adulterate and mutate our DNA so that we are not even human anymore. When I say that, I'm not saying it metaphorically. I'm talking about generationally. That's exactly what's going to happen. It's going to start changing how our systems evolve.
This equation has four factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now that's back from high school algebra, but let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15. First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
We will have vaccine prepositioned in Alabama sitting here waiting. And if, when and only if, it's confirmed to be effective and safe, then it'll be ready to go really just at a moment's notice. So, again, I think our Our concerns still has to do with uptake. We're how many people are going to be interested and willing to take the vaccine. We're working very hard to get the message out and communicate in a real transparent way. What we think about the vaccine, I plan to take it someday when I'm eligible. Hopefully I won't be eligible for a while. I think that when we finally get a product available, it will be safe and it will be effective. And we hope to help Alabamians understand that as well. So.
Now, I hope you caught that. I hope you caught especially the part there, and I didn't put this in today because, again, I was doing this PowerPoint this morning because I didn't know what I was going to do today, but I just felt like it was time. But when he talks about lowering the population of the world, Bill Gates, lowering the population of the world through vaccines, and you notice when he said there, and these evil people, he kind of laughed when he said, you know, we've got to get one of these numbers pretty close to zero. And he immediately starts talking about the population of the world, because what's in the heart comes out the mouth. His father was a eugenist, meaning they wanted to lower the population of the world. He's a eugenist. He believes the same thing. Well, what has been discovered that he's been funding, and I mean in the tens of millions of dollars for several decades, development of vaccines that will basically make a woman incapable, not incapable of getting pregnant, but incapable of carrying out the pregnancy. Basically what it does, it produces a hormone called HCG, and it makes your body immune system react to that, and that is what is needed for the baby to embed properly and begin to grow. And basically what it causes spontaneous abortions, spontaneous miscarriages. Well, guess what? In Kenya, they were giving the World Health Organization, the Bill Gates Foundation, the United Nations. They pushed this on, and I feel so sorry for the African people. And it happened in Mexico, and it happened in Nicaragua. They did the same thing in the Philippines as well. And this is all fact. I have all the documents on this. All right, most of this is recorded at the NIH anyway. All right. But they pushed this tetanus vaccine campaign. But what they didn't tell the women was that this vaccine would make them infertile. They would not be able to carry a child to term. They did it to them without their consent. And they screwed up because some people found out and took samples of it and had it tested. And they found it. And there's no way the HCG is supposed to be in those vaccines. It had to be put there on purpose. This is population control and reduction. Look, for those of you not aware of the Georgia Guidestones, let me tell you what they are. There are the Ten Commandments of the New World Order, the Satanic New World Order. And the first thing it said there was to maintain the population of the world at 500 million. Wait a minute. We're over 7 billion. So that means we got to get rid of 6.5 billion people somehow. And then it says guide reproduction wisely. Basically, us unworthy serfs need to be vaccinated so we can't have children. You need to understand. I'm telling you, you guys need to understand. There is an evil agenda in this world. Satan's agenda, and people that are with him working on this agenda. This is why I'm telling you, don't take Not another vaccine from these people. Nothing. I'm not taking their vaccine. I'm not wearing their mask. I'm not shutting down the church. Because that's also what they want. Enough's enough. If you are willing to do just a little, look, I'm no different than anybody else. I'm not special. I just research outside the box. I don't just believe what the government tells me or the CDC or the FDA or a drug company. Look, they tried to give Faith. I remember when she was a baby. This is what woke us up. This is what started 2010, right? We were going to allow her to be vaccinated. That's how stupid we were back then. See, we've all been stupid. I know I say stupid and idiot, but I've been a stupid idiot too, okay? I should have known. I should have researched before I let them put anything in her. Well, what happened was, what was it? She a month old or 2 months old? 2 months old. She went to her, you know, well visit, now which I think is stupid. Well visits, right? My child's healthy. They don't need to go hang out with a bunch of sick kids in a waiting room, you know, that doesn't. They had, one of them had a fish tank, and you just walk around the fish tank. That was the divider, yeah, you know. But they gave Faith, it was two doses of the, which one was it? The rotavirus vaccine, right? So they had, she's supposed to get two doses. She's supposed to get one, come back like a month later, and get the other part. So she got the first one. And then is when I found out that the, or she showed me, somehow we found out the rotavirus vaccine, and this is rare, that the FDA had recommended it be suspended because it was contaminated. Okay? This is unheard of, right? Because they all either work for the drug companies and then go to work at the FDA. This is how it works, right? So they recommended it. So I'm like, what? And so what that started me on is my vaccine research journey, January, February. So when we go back to the doctor, we go back to the pediatrician, I ask the question, not being mean to the young doctor, lady, I said, did you know that the FDA had recommended this vaccine be suspended, not used, because it's contaminated? Did you know that when you went ahead and gave it to her? Yes, she told me. I said, and you didn't think that was important information to let me know? I said, you're done. You won't put another thing in my child. Not another thing. And we had a nice long discussion because I had memorized a lot of vaccine studies and facts and information. Like Japan and Finland years ago, back in the early 90s, you know what they did? They suspended the use of vaccines until the child was 2 years old. And guess what happened? The SIDS rate dropped 80%. Sudden infant death syndrome dropped 80%. I said, did you know that, doctor? We had this long discussion about these things. You could tell she was getting nervous and shaking. The doctor said this to me. I've quoted this before, but she said, you obviously know more about this than I do. But she's treating my child. And she doesn't know. Why does she not know? It's not that she can't know. She just won't. Most people don't know. We just trust. We are far too trusting of doctors, anybody in a white lab coat, somehow a priest all of a sudden. Some can do no wrong. No, let me tell you. In fact, there's a study I'm going to show you guys in down the road here. But they did a study in research on scientists who were willing to lie or cheat or skew the results of a test to get a grant or to get recognition. You would not believe the percentage that admitted that they have lied, skewed test results, so that they would either get a grant from the government or get a pay raise or get a promotion or not get fired. This is your scientific community for the most part. It's infiltrated by people with no ethics or morals. It's all about the money. It's all about getting you a paper published. It's all about that. So don't get me wrong. People think when you start talking about, you're anti-vax, so you're anti-science. Oh, like somehow you're the anti-Christ for being anti-poison being pumped into our bodies. You know, I got news for these people. I may not be a PhD in drugs, but I can read. And I can use a dictionary. It's got to stop. We have to as Christians. If we don't stop, look. You just don't know. I posted this campaign ad about the vaccines on my social media, and the people already started going, yeah, I didn't know, and my son is injured. My husband's vaccine injured. A lot of you don't know that a lot of the health problems, from asthma to all kinds of things, allergies, are caused by these things. It is serious. It's got to be, I'll tell you the truth, it's got to be one of the biggest, what do you want to say? One of the biggest evil things that's ever been done to humanity. You know, they have the vaccine injury court. You know why they have the vaccine injury court? Because in 1986, Congress, the United States Congress, made it illegal, impossible to sue a pharmaceutical company. So guess what? If you take their coronavirus vaccine and you get sick, or someone dies in your family because of it, you can't sue the pharmaceutical company. You can't sue Pfizer or Moderna or anyone. You have to go to this kangaroo court called the vaccine injury court. And pretty much, it's a miracle. I mean, it's a miracle of God that you ever get awarded anything from there. Though they have awarded about $5 billion to vaccine injured people, that's had to prove their case beyond what they would have to prove it in a normal court. But if you put up a kangaroo court that still had to pay people, how many people deserve? How many people deserve some recompense because they trusted the government? They trusted the pharmaceutical company. I can just tell you right now, the pharmaceutical companies do not have your health as their number one priority. It's the almighty dollar. And guess what? A normal vaccine, if they get one vaccine approved, just one, for normal use, not some vaccine that's going to go to 7 billion people in the world, but just one vaccine is worth to one pharmaceutical company at least $1 billion in profits. Can you imagine why they all dove in the pool as fast as they could when they found out that they might be a vaccine mandated on 7 billion people? What kind of money is that? Yeah, they're trying to help us. Yeah, that's right. No, what they're doing is they're trying to squeeze all the money out of us they can before they kill us or lock us up in camps. Before they crash the world economy, move away from the dollar. Like I said last week, Mr. Klaus Schwab, the evil doctor, the evil man from Germany, the Bond villain. We're going to have the great reset. What's the great reset? It's called do away with the American dollar, which will immediately make us a poor country. Y'all understand that? And we'll move to the mark of the beast. And really the mark of the beast, I'm convinced. Because I tried to get the video working. I had it on my phone. It wouldn't upload this morning from phone to here. But Gates swearing up and down, you know, a while back, a few months ago, oh, no, there's not going to be any vaccine certificate. And just a couple of days ago, he's talking about on the news the vaccine certificate you're going to have to prove you were vaccinated. so that you'll be able to travel or get in the country or get out of the country. Well, guess what? They're already talking about it. There's already companies ready. If you don't take it, you can't work for us anymore. What is that? What if they do this, if they mandate this across the whole world and they say, if you don't take this vaccine and the data implant into your arm or hand or forehead, if you don't take this, you don't buy and sell, you don't work, you don't go to a store. I saw a friend of mine thrown out of Costco by police because he wouldn't wear a mask. Can you imagine if they mandate the vaccine? No, you're going to get your little hand, right? Boop. And if you don't have it, you don't go in Costco. What is that? Sounds a lot to me like the mark of the beast. No man might buy or sell save he that had the mark of the beast. All the Bible tells us, listen, all the Bible tells us about the mark is that it's mandated worldwide by the beast system. And that it's something implanted in you. And if you don't take it, if you don't have it, then you don't buy or sell. You're shut out of the world economy. That's the definition of the mark of the beast from the Bible, from Revelation 13. Say, Pastor Dean, I don't believe the vaccine is the mark of the beast. Could be. The moment they say it's worldwide mandate, you don't have it, you do nothing. That's why, see, the Bible warned about this 2,000 years ago. They're going to try to implant something in us that stays with us, maybe like in our DNA. And the Bible says if you take this mark of the beast, it says that there is no forgiveness for you. It says the smoke of your torment will go up day and night forever, ever in the lake of fire. If any man. Put it up, Revelation 14, 9. Put it up. Let's close with this morning. It's only 12:30. You know what that proves right there? That proves that we're not Baptist or Episcopalian. Because they're already at lunch. And y'all know I'm playing. I just kid. There's a little truth, though, in that. Let's read it. Revelation 14, 9. And the third angel followed him, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand. And they are working on neural implants for these things. It says, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. And I showed you that the word mark means something etched or a stamp. So it's something etched or a stamp. And I showed you a few weeks back that the thing that they're going to use to vaccinate you with and mark you that leaves this digital fluorescent mark inside your skin is a stamp. It looks just like a stamp. It's got little prick needle pricks all over this little stamp, and they just press it in. And literally, you are etched, you are stamped. And then it leaves the luciferase is the fluorescent dye that goes, yes, it's called luciferase. It is. I'm not making this up. Luciferase. And that goes in it. So, Pastor Dean, is the COVID-19 the mark of the beast? I don't know. It might be. I can know one thing. I'm not taking it. Not me, not my family. And I'm going to try to stop as many people as I possibly can from being stupid. We're not to be conformed to this world, you guys. Not be conformed. So, we need your prayers. That's why I believe God gave me the thing, my campaign motto, slogan, whatever you want to call it, keep Alabama free. It's up to us, though. We allow ourselves to be enslaved. We don't have to. And trust me, the more of us that stand up against it, speak against it, warn others against it, give people the information. That's what I try to do. I try to give you both the biblical information and what's really going on in the world outside the box. Because, see, I know that there's two different systems fighting each other. There's the kingdom of God and there's the kingdom of the devil, and they're at war with one another. And I'm in the kingdom of God. How can I be doing what the kingdom of the devil wants me to do? Not gonna happen. Done. Finished. It's over. I'm not giving in to this world. Say, well, Pastor Dean, what if I lose my job? Well, what are you going to do? What's the option? You going to take the mark of the beast? Well, how am I going to feed my family? Well, you better learn how to plant a garden or hunt real quick. You see what I'm saying? You do what you have to do, and you trust God. Look, there's never a wrong time to do the right thing. And by the way, we got Jesse, so we're good. That's right. We'll eat rattlesnake. We'll eat good with Jesse around. We'll eat good. Smoke rattlesnake and everything else. We'll be all right. I like this Southern Alabama boy that travels up here to be with us. He's a man. I call him. He's not a boy. He's just younger than me. Anybody that much younger than me, he's got to be. It's okay to say. But, yeah, you know, like the old Hank Williams Jr. song, country boy can't survive. Ain't that right? We will, too. That's why somebody told me, it was here, we had a visitor a few weeks ago, told me that there was a New World Order person talking about that they would just have to carpet bomb Alabama. This is a long time ago. They said there's just too much, there'd be too much resistance to the New World Order from Alabama. So they just have to carpet bomb us. Well, good luck. Good luck. Because, you know, Alabama gets an F-35 squadron in 2023. And if I'm governor, I will dispatch them. You hear me? Quick. Say what? Go get them, boys. Light them up. Let's stand. We don't conform to this world, but we're transformed by the renewing of our minds that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. All Christians are supposed to be about is doing the will of God. And part of the will of God is you don't let them devour your temple. You hear me? Amen. They're not changing my DNA. They're not changing my temple anymore. I've had it. I've had it with their drugs, their vaccines, their chemtrails, and everything else. I've had it. Stand against this foolishness. And look, it's not going to be easy. You gotta go to the doctor for some reason. They're going to be pushing it. That's why, honey, when was the last time you went to the doctor? So that's about to be 11 years ago? That's the last time she went to the doctor. Why you say, why do we not go to the doctor? Not because we're against doctors. There's good doctors. And there's okay medicine and procedures that save people's lives and help people. We're not against that. But you know what? Let's go to Jesus first. We just go to Jesus. We have a problem in the house. It's prayer first. It's anointing with oil first. It's not run to the hospital first. Not going to do it. I mean, I'm going to have to be bleeding out with a gunshot wound before I go to the hospital anymore. Trust God. Let's trust God. Is Jesus our Savior? Is He our healer? Is He our provider? That doesn't mean we do stupid things, but we got to start trusting Him more than we trust this world system. Because the day is coming, we won't be able to go to their grocery stores, and we won't be able to go to their banks, and we won't be able to walk in their stores. And you think about this, you say, well, how do we live? Well, I think about, you know, Hebrews 11 talked about how they wandered destitute caves and dens. I mean, if it gets to that point, we do what we have to do. That's why I'm prepared. I got me some seeds to plant a garden. And I got bullets to protect that garden. I'm talking about from deer, y'all. Come on. No. I'm ready. I'm ready to hunt all kind of little varmints, big and small. It is good. I will eat a rabbit in a heartbeat. deer, all over the place. God will provide for his people. That's what I'm saying. I believe we're going to pray over bags of rice that are going empty and they're going to fill back up again. But I'm not going to bow to their statue. You know the thing about Nebuchadnezzar and building that statue? And you think that's in the Bible for just filler? No, what did he say? What did they say? O king, our God is able to deliver us. But if not, either way, whether he delivers us or he lets us die or go through the fire, we will not bow. We're done bowing to their image, to their statue, to their system. Done. And they listen to me too, y'all. Trust me, I've seen some visitors to my website. They listen. They're like, that preacher in Alabama's a pain in my thorn in my side. It's all right. I'm going to keep being one too, especially if I become governor of Alabama. You think I'm a pain now. Just wait. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your word, your truth. We thank you, God, that you lead us into the truth, not just in your word, but the truth that's going on in the world. You want us to know the truth. And God, you make even the wicked tell the truth sometimes. You make them admit what they're doing. And we thank you that we can dig and research and study and we can find the truth in this world. And the truth sets us free. And Lord, I ask you, Lord, to help us all to not be deceived by anything or anybody, any trick, any trap, any plot of these evil people in this world. Lord, I ask you that this message would go far across this world, Lord, to even more than normal, that people would be warned and alerted to what's really going on. And they would stand up for you. That first they would give their hearts and their lives to you, because all of us are sinners and our sins must be washed away by your blood that was shed on the cross and by faith in your resurrection on the third day. Jesus, we know you are the way and the truth and the life, and we want others to know that before it's too late. So not only they'll be forgiven and saved and washed and cleansed of their sin, but they'll be ready to stand against this evil Antichrist spirit that's taken over the world. Lord, I pray that for everyone that would hear this message, everyone that did hear it already today. And we pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, did y'all learn something today? I hope you did. All right, well, just so everyone knows, everyone I hope is staying. What's that? Oh. Bye, everybody. We're going to have our Thanksgiving fellowship downstairs. Wish you could be here. But that's what I was going to say. We're